Welcome to the Halloween edition of the Paranormal News Insider, October 31st, 2011. Well, I first want to thank the great folks at the Westerville Public Library and those who attended my presentation, Paranormal Investigations Beyond 101, last Thursday, October 27th. Those folks are now more educated than many of the groups out there in the basics and the advanced concepts of paranormal investigation. And the crowd demanded that I do some more educating, so I will be there next year or sooner, and we'll definitely cover some other topics, so stay tuned. And it's also the place where I lost my voice. The presentation itself actually lasted 3 hours, so I did a lot of talking, but it was worth every second. Encrypted News: Rhode Island was recently visited by Matt Moneymaker and the Finding Bigfoot television crew. The show hoped to find evidence of Big Rhody, the name for the alleged sightings of a Bigfoot-like creature. The crew interviewed several first-hand witnesses for the television show, and the episode on Rhode Island will probably debut sometime early next year. Straight from the I Told You So files in the You Heard It Here First section, there is some more news coming from the steaming pile of Russia, where scientists claim they have irrefutable proof of Bigfoot following a quick investigation following a conference on the subject. Dr. Jeff Meldrum, who was present at the excursion, spoke out during his speaking engagement at the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Conference. Meldrum basically stated that the event seemed staged and way too convenient, and felt the event was being used as a means to fuel the tourism industry in the area. The evidence in question, a few scant hairs which were conveniently found within a cave the researchers were taken to, are still being considered the proof that Bigfoot exists with 95% certainty. Strangely, they have come to this conclusion only by comparing the hairs with hairs collected from California from supposed Bigfoot as well. So far, no DNA tests have been performed. Strange. In other news, is cold fusion possible? A simple device that will supposedly generate 1 megawatt of power was tested last week under partial power and is reportedly a success. The device generates the majority of its own power and creates no waste or pollution. There are many secrets behind this device, and scientists from around the world have been waiting for the punchline with the story, but so far this seems to be the real deal. If this device is real, it will have an enormous impact on how we use electricity, fossil fuels, and much more, and will easily be the greatest invention in the last few hundred years. Well, I'm holding my breath on this one, as I still think there is much more behind this. Researchers at CERN, the world's largest laboratory in Switzerland, announced last month that tiny neutrinos had been observed traveling marginally faster than the speed of light. Those results were met with widespread skepticism within the scientific community, mostly due to the fact that it would force physics to focus on new theories, as Einstein's theory of special relativity would be rendered meaningless. The team will conduct the experiment again, with small tweaks, in an attempt to confirm or deny their initial experiment. The Paranexus news feed, having some issues with that as I've upgraded my computer to new Windows 7 and I'm having some issues with the RSS feed software, so hopefully I'll get that up and running again fairly soon or switch over to something new, hopefully in the next couple of days. I'll see you next week and hopefully I'll have a voice. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.